Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Tzaneen op na 29 grade en Johannesburg een maximum van 27. Ons begin in die Kruger Wildtuin waar 'n ondersoek onderweg is nadat die erg beseerde liggaam van 'n man in Skukuza gekry is.
The field rangers in the Kruger National Park came across the body while conducting their daily patrols.
Die polisie, Sajja Bundubani, sê voorlopige ondersoeke wys dat die man moontlik deur wilde diere doodgebyt is. Hy is vermoedelik in sy laat 40s. Sy identiteit sal bekend gemaak word sodra sy naasbestaandes ingelig is. Energie en elektrisiteitsminister Gesentra Makgopa sal na verwagting 'n sessie toespreek by die Wêreldekonomiese Forum in Davos, Switserland later vanoggend. Hy is deel van Suid-Afrika se afvaardiging om die land se boodskap na internasionale beleggers uit te dra, onder andere dat energieverskaffing nou meer stabiel is. Dit kom terwyl Eskom nou die mylpaal behaal het van 300 agtereenvolgende dae sonder beurtkrag. Eskom sê in 'n verklaring daar word nou daarop gefokus om die kragrees meer winsgewend te maak. Senior ekonom Kanti Pai sê energie verskaffing is bo aan die lys vir beleggers.
Of course investors will want to see about what is the future going to look like. Once you get investment, that means that there will be more demand for energy. They can't be ready then for more demand that can be introduced. So those are the kinds of things that they have to talk about.
In Gauteng sê die staat, die ondersoek is nou onderweg oor die meer as half miljoen rand se kontant wat in die huis van Darren Wilken gekry is. Wilken word aangekla van die besit en verspreiding van materiaal wat kinderseksuele aanranding bevat, nadat meer as 10 miljoen video's en foto's op sy elektroniese toestelle gekry is in sy huis in Midrand. Die 35-jarige Wilken se saak is gister in die Randburgse Landdroshof uitgestel tot volgende week. Meer hieroor by jackaranda.fm.com. Klik op news. En na Amerika waar niet ingeswede president Donald Trump sy tweede termyn in die Withuis ingehuldig het deur tientalle uitvoerende bevele te onderteken enkele ure na sy inhuldiging gisteraand. Een van die mees insiggewende van die en met groot impak op die res van die wêreld is Trump se uitvoerende bevel om Amerika aan die Parys klimaatsooreenkoms te onttrek. Amerika is saam met Iran, Jemen en Libië nou nie meer deel van die ooreenkoms nie. Trump beskryf die ooreenkoms as 'n onregverdige, eensydige Parys klimaatsooreenkoms bedrog.
The United States will not sabotage our own industries while China pollutes with impunity. So they all say, we have to fight for cleaner air, but the other dirty air is dropping all over us. So what the hell are they talking about? Unless everybody does it, it just doesn't work.
Trump het Amerika ook vanuit die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie onttrek en hy dreig om handelstariewe van tot 25% in te stel op Amerika se bure, Kanada en Mexiko. Die verbod op TikTok in Amerika is deur Trump uitgestel vir 'n verdere 75 dae om die Chinese maatskappy wat TikTok besit, tyd te gee om Amerikaanse koper te kry. Meer oor alles wat gisteraand in Amerika gebeur het, dis op ons nuusblok. Ek's Gerda de Souza. Top story this hour, the badly injured body of a man was found by field rangers in the Kruger National Park.
Thank you so much, Khada, for our news bulletin, news and sport on jacarandafm.com. Hello, if you've just joined us. I just got the notice of our competition for today, and I thought without delay, ek wil het baie graag met jou deel. So, baie welkom aan allemaal wat al reeds vir ons hier kom alou sê. Stadio Higher Education, we are doing a bursary giveaway, Stadio Higher Education. If you want to come and say hi to the work zone as we're broadcasting live from here, we are at Punflake Street. It's so easy to find. We're in Eco Park Estate Centurion. I feel really honored because we did this last year and the year before, right? We were here the year before as well. I've got my technical team here and everyone's really excited to be here. Oh, they just handed me snacks. Guys, this is amazing. Stadio Higher Education, come and say hi to the work zone. Okay, here's the details for the competition. As we're coming to you live as the work zone with myself, Ilana, we want to give you an amazing prize. Well, that's if they choose you, and I really hope they do. To enter, create a fun dynamic reel on Facebook or Instagram sharing how a Stadio bursary would be a stepping stone to achieving your goals. I can think of 100 ways of getting noticed because this is what they say. They say, don't forget to tag Stadio and @JacarandaFM using the